Rosie had a message show yesterday. We announced that Kevin is going to be doing sports for Row going forward, which is great. And I meant what I said yesterday. I'm proud of you, and it's a great thing for you.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. And like I said yesterday, over 600 shows. It's gonna be weird, and I'll miss you guys. I've loved every show and every moment here. I really have. It's been a blast on and off the air.
Well, that's nice. And but it is a really good thing for you to do, and you'll miss us most 2 weeks after you start working with Ro. no, it's you know, you're going to be great with those guys.
Thank
so
you.
It's going to be good. But we were talking and go, well, what could we send Kevin off with? Because this is Kevin's surprise goodbye show.
Yes.
And I'm very surprised, by the way.
So we have some surprise pizza coming in.
Yeah, surprise pizza coming in, yeah. Yep.
But at this point, it seemed appropriate, and you were willing to do this, right. One more fast food review.
Yes, and as we've talked about the past few months, I've been suffering and have been staying away from fast food.
Yeah, no, I lost like 25, 30 pounds,
no fast food in the first 3 months of 2016.
Right.
But there's this new item out in the fast food industry.
Are you ready for the music?
Yeah, it's called the Quesalupa, and I just want to give a review of what I think the Quesalupa would
taste. Oh, because you haven't eaten it.
Right. So this is what I imagine the Quesalupa tasting like.
Okay, so it's a bit of a fantasy. Music,
it's
please.
It's a fantasy. The Quesalupa. Oh, how I crave you, desire you, want you. You one-of-a-kind 460-calorie, 890 milligrams of sodium masterful beast of a creation, equipped with a crunchy, flaky crust penetrated with cheese, a stuffed, penetrated shell. A genius idea from the legendary award-winning chefs of Taco Bell Corp. I could only imagine biting into the shell. Not too hard, but not too soft. Lovely, moist steam releases from the shell as I dive in.
Kevin's getting emotional. We all are at this point. Just pull yourselves together because I know how sad this is. All right, continue.
The beautiful, gooey, aromatic cheese tenderly touches my lips, then my wet tongue. The Taco Bell...
His tongue is wet. He's not lying about that. He's got a wet tongue.
It's kind of gross.
Well, it's not gross. It's a fact. Biology, Mary.
The Taco Bell beef in the shell, patiently awaiting consumption. It satisfies, as usual, with its unique mix of mystery meat, spices, and seasonings. The lettuce and tomato are there, not adding much, but they're there, because they're always there. Reliable, something you can depend on. The zesty, luscious sour cream sauce adds a beautiful cooling effect that invigorates the taste buds. The scrumptious cheese that's delicately sprinkled over the top acts as a nice bonding agent inside the mouth.
I think bonding agent is a word you want associated with your food, don't you?
With freshly shredded cheddar cheese, every bite the ingredients mix together. The shell, the cheese, the beef, the sauce, the spices, the beef, everything forming together for a majestic experience that triggers every sense. It raises the hair up on the back of your neck, tingly sensations throughout the body. I need you, Quesalupa. And we will meet someday.
Oh, is that tremendous? Stand up.
Yeah.
God, everybody stand up. Let's go. So standing up. And Mary, stand up.
All right.
Mary standing up on the seventh floor.
So that's just a general idea of what I think the Quesalupa would taste like.
It was pretty specific, Kev.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A little sexual.
I thought about it once or twice.
Yeah, no, it was total food porn.
Out of context.
Absolute food
Everywhere.
Porn.